Thank you for engaging with all of that. It's always so difficult to break into conversations that are going on, but I'm going to endeavor to do so. This is the hard bit, because I'm going to ask you to be quite disciplined about this, if you can. And this is about collaboration and consensus.
I would like to go around each table and see if we can identify just one hope, one challenge from each table. Give you a couple of minutes so that you can have some conversation about that. And then the roving mics will be randomly arriving. Come on, bear with us. This is the last 25 minutes. Then you've got caffeine and the Eucharist. What more do you want? So just a couple of minutes just to decide who might be the spokesperson and what your one thing that you would like other people to hear from your conversations. Okay. The moment of truth. The microphone is landing. The microphone is landing on this table here. Lee.
We're in it together.
We're in it together.
It's our hope.
Of hope. Thank you.
And our the challenge, the breaking the culture of parochial tribalism.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Table over here, front table.
Our hope is risk in putting mission before finances.
Great.
And our challenge is to get strategically people into our deanery synods who will enable that mission before worries about finances.
And how are you going to do that?
That's a challenge.
But that's really important to recognise that that's the task that faces you when you go back. Thank you. Really, really good.
Our thing of encouragement was that we, like the other table, we are not alone. And added to that, we've made good contacts here to seek advice in the future and find out from others what's happening. And the challenge is to seriously engage with people on the ground so that they have a genuine voice.
Can I just... And the people on the ground are parishioners?
Parishioners, yeah. Parishioners, right. Deanery members, laity.
Okay.
Particularly laity, I think.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yep.
It's John Parks, Southwark Diocese, Caterham. I'd just like to say how nice it is on the last morning to be at another table with lovely, fresh and eager faces. And that's been the case every time. And that was a real pleasure. They said I could speak, so I'll do that. Actually, the idea that we had has already been stated. Hope is that we can get the Deanery Synod members, church members, and all those representatives on committees to be less parochial in their views and actions.
Yep.
and widen their visions. I think that really is a big hope, and we'll have to work hard to achieve it. It would be a radical change. The challenge is, I don't know if it's easier or not, it is to get a much closer relationship to start with the area dean, and to find out what he thinks and feels about these situations and to what extent he understands them. Because it seems to me that if we're going to do anything, we've both got to work much closer together. Than we have.
Thank you. I mean, interestingly, how you began that conversation, because one of the things that Elizabeth and I had been talking about up here was how interesting it's been to observe people going to different tables, that it's not just been about sitting with your mates. And that's had a kind of very refreshing feel about it, that people have been prepared to go and explore and be with... What? Are you resisting that?
No, I'm saying hallelujah.
Oh, dear me. The hope I take back is of another hallelujah. Who knows Lenica? I should have brought my iPhone. I can play you hallelujah just towards the end. Lenica. Okay. Here. Sorry, I'm being distracted from the task.
Thank you. The deaneries become agents of mission, both in terms of evangelism and social responsibility, and places where real pastoral care, cooperatively and collaboratively, can take place. The challenge is getting people at all levels to take deaneries seriously, both those at the top, both the clergy and the people in the parishes, because at the moment, deaneries, I think, have become a laughingstock.
Thank you. I am just wondering at this point in the procedure whether anybody is taking notes of these so that it comes out on the conference report.
They're being recorded.
They're being recorded. Brilliant. Thank you. Yep. Over this one.
Our hope is to engage with the public square, possibly as churches together, whether it's with the local authority, the MP, and so on. And slightly cheating, the flip side, the challenge is how to enable this engagement. And it might involve changing our structures and how do we free up the energy without losing some other good things that we're doing.
Have you got a story to tell that illustrates public square that might...
I think this came from me. In Bassett Law and Bort, we have regular meetings ecumenically with the local MP and with leading councillors looking at things of common concern. For instance, in one of our town centres, we've explored alcohol strategy. We're also looking at aspects of education and academies and the implications, and it's proving very fruitful.
Thank you. It's just always helpful to earth some of these comments, so thank you for that. This one?
Our hope was that change is possible, and we knew it was necessary already, but and renewed vision of it being possible. And the challenge is they are really unique to each of us, and we need to recognize that. But there was an overall challenge not to lose hope.
Thank you.
They made me do it.
Ah! It'll appear on your tombstone.
Better,
and I'll be there.
Better than I made them do it, I think. But that's the challenge. I quote from West Side Story. Could be, who knows, there's something due any day. I'll know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Sing it, Archie.
I think we'll stop there.
That's great. That's
but it's
really,
you know,
really
it was
great.
It was the feeling that there's, you know, this is God's moment. There's something happening, and that there's a vision here which is kept going for a number of years, but it might just be that moment.
Kairos moment.
Yeah, when things are happening, so that's good. And the challenge is, I'm sorry, I haven't got another song here, but the challenge is, and I'll take the liberty of adding one of my own as well, but sharing the vision and getting people to share that vision and work and people of the right quality with that excitement for the kingdom. I think we've already picked that up in a number of others. I think those of us in leadership positions, if you have a vision of an upside-down church where you want everybody to realise, be empowered in their mission, how do you do that without forcing them to do it? And in your first move as a leader, betray those principles. And that's really a difficult one of, you know, how do you get the fire burning without almost stamping on it straight away. But sorry, if anybody knows a song from West Side Story that expresses those sentiments, you know, I'll have a go at singing it. But
thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Down here at the...
That's next. I'm thinking from West Side Story, G. Officer Kripke, but I'll explain that to you logically later. For us, I think involved in practices of reevaluating our mission ministry within deaneries is that there is a vast untapped well of people resources within our deaneries, mainly, I think, laity, and we need to encourage those giftings, that enthusiasm, which we've seen around here. It's been great to come and hear lots of lay chairs saying how enthusiastically they're engaging with processes lot of us have ignored that and crushed them, and we need to empower them. I think particularly us as clergy need to empower our laity, and that means letting go of power ourselves. Yep. But that's exciting.
Yep.
It's happening to this huge well. The challenge is, how do you do it?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. There's some fairly common themes that are emerging out of all of this, and very helpful. Thank you. Front table. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
To use the fleas in the jar analogy, we believe in the deanery the lid is off and we have permission to jump higher.
Yeah.
And the challenge, which is not quite universal but pretty well felt, is to re-engage some semi-detached clergy.
And strategies to do that? I've met some really interesting people over this 48 hours. Where are we now? Down the front.
So all of our challenges have already been mentioned.
Right.
And many of our hopes, but I want to mention one thing, sign of the Spirit. The Bishop of Oxford gave a sermon on lay leadership a couple of years ago when he talked about geese. He talked about flocks of geese, and the Celtic Christian symbol of the Spirit. Mm. And one thing that gave a few of us hope this morning when we walked out was a honking flock of geese that flew over in V formation, and it just connected those two things so beautifully. So the hope is that people notice these signs, signs of the Spirit, and... take them forward.
The other wonderful thing about a flock of geese, if I'm right, is that if one drifts off, the others come round and pick them up. So, absolutely. So, I mean, there's a lot of imagery in that picture. Thank you. Yep.
Camilla Amersham, Deanery, Oxford Diocese. General feeling here of an inspired vision by hearing other people's stories towards better collaboration at all levels from parish up. And I'd say that the challenge is probably to go back and poke the bear mainly being the bear possibly being diocesan structures and attitude and various other things. And the deanery attitude as well. An example from my own patch, which I have to say doesn't have these kind of challenges. We are very fortunate. It would be that we're having a church's festival next year, and more than just being a celebration of who we are and what we're doing and giving people carte blanche to do what they think they're good at, do it well, but in a time that we can publicise well... is also to have a mission focus on that so that it's not just about come and have a cup of tea, but come and have a cup of tea and an invitation to meet with Jesus and do more with that.
So more focus.
And a little present for you.
I am deeply moved. Thank you very much. Thank you. Where are we now? At the back.
On this table, we talk mainly about people, and I think our hopes and our challenges were pretty much all about people.
Yep.
We want the right people to be engaging. We want to encourage them. So that's our hope, is to encourage people to get involved in the deanery. And we think as a result of this weekend, we are enthused on that.
You've found a voice.
Yes.
Yeah, good. We must be nearing. Have any tables here, not? It's down.
You've
here.
Done. Who hasn't?
One at the front here.
There we are.
Lovely. Thank you. I think it's the middle row, actually.
We had a powerful personal testimony on the table about seeing the way out of a black hole, so that was really encouraging, actually. Mm. But what we, I think, had seen was the possibility for deaneries being a place where some consistency and purpose and coherence emerges in the midst of some of the challenges that Bishop Alistair painted on Friday night to do with the compliance culture, which is all about going round in circles again and again and again, the same damn circle, and initiative fatigue, which sends you off in all kinds of directions. The deanery can be the place where you discern together in a rich and diverse group of people a consistent and God-given purpose.
Thank you.
And go after it. But the challenge is doing that amongst all that other stuff.
Sure.
And culturally, if that hasn't changed, you're in trouble.
Consistent, crystal clear. Yeah, thank you. Middle.
Our hope, which somebody else has said already, is that change is possible.
Yeah.
And our challenge is getting buy-in from different people. It was different from everybody around the table. It might be parishioners, it might be clergy, it might be the diocese. Mm.
But getting it's ownership.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not done yet?
Are we all done? Wonderful. Yes. Now, one of the things I asked for last night with a planning group was to offer into this debate their hope and their challenge. So I don't know who's going to speak behalf.
I'll do that, shall I? Because you can say the same thing, I hope, later. my hope is that we can give a resounding answer to that excellent point yesterday about what's the point in spending a weekend being here. Mm. And so my hope is that this is very, very definitely part of an ongoing process, and that this process, given the commitment and enthusiasm and the actions that we're all going to be taking and have been taking, is that that builds up pressure. So pressure towards developing that flexible Franciscan space that that we talked about on Friday evening, so that our commitment and our energy shown here gains increasing momentum. And I think just comparing this conference with the conference 2 years ago and the number of hands that went up about change that had happened in the last 5 years that wasn't happening 5 years ago, I think that is very, very definitely already happening. So our hope is that we can make it happen really, really effectively now. And the challenge, as I think virtually everybody's challenge has been, is how to do it. I think most people have said that. So I think our challenge as the organising group is how to support that gathering momentum and what we should do next and what we should do going forward into the future. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to say.
Thank you. And I have a gift for you now. I know, it's terrible, isn't it? But it's not on. What? Can you hear it? For those who haven't encountered this, this is Leonard Cohen singing Alleluia, the fifth. I did that was because I, well, two reasons. I love Leonard Cohen, I can't turn him off. But you all know that we are an Easter people and Alleluia is our song. And it seems to me that's an appropriate phrase to use as we leave this conference. Because if we do not believe we are an Easter people, with Alleluia as our song, all those challenges are not possible. But if we believe we are an Easter people, the challenges are possible. So thank you very much indeed. It's been a real joy and privilege to be with you, and I'm deeply grateful for that experience.